my family in an attic named Kim. I want to thank God for allowing me to be here and you people for helping me, showing me how to stay here one day at a time. I want to thank Bobby Joe and the committee for giving me the opportunity. My topic is resentment, the silent killer, and that's a good topic for me. I want to first define resentment. Resentment is a feeling of anger or displeasure to someone or something unfair. Sour. Not tending to talk too much, somewhere along in that effect, not talking at all. And killer is killing someone, a person who kills someone. All my life, I was held in bondage. Like as a child, didn't have my daddy around. I was one of them ones who always looked for love in all the wrong places. I had a mom who I blamed. I blamed her for her not being there for me, and I'm gonna get to that point. And I don't know if I said I want to ask God to speak through me, so that I can share a clear, precise message of recovery. And I need God to move my pride and ego out the way. Man, my mom, we got high together. You know, my dad left at an early age. And I always blame my mother for my dad leaving. Lot of issues with God. You know, I blame God for a lot of things. I'm talking about resentments, the silent killer. I blame God for things like, like my mom not being there. She was there, she had the hustler boyfriend. She ain't have time for me. So a lot of times I look for love in all the wrong places. I'm going to be jumping back and forth. I need to say that I've been positive, HIV positive, for 25 years. I've never taken medicine. I've had Hep C for 21 years. I've never taken medicine. Now you heard me share that. Look, I had resentments against God. I blame God for me being HIV positive. I blamed him. But it wasn't God, it was my behaviors. It was the behaviors. It was, look, I don't even know how I got HIV. I'm talking about the person that used to shoot dope. I'm talking about the person that used to sleep with him, that used to sleep with her. I'm talking about the person that was sleeping with people that was positive. I was positive and wasn't telling. See, you got to come up here and you got to tell the truth. Freedom isn't free. Freedom comes with a price. Now it's time to get honest. Look, I've been in and out of treatment facilities for, look, I was jumping in and I didn't know how to stay clean. I know how to stop, but I couldn't stay stopped. Man, and I remember when I found out in 1991. That was my first treatment facility that I ever went in. And I'm talking about being devastated. I'm talking about being devastated. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. That devastated me. I thought I had nothing to live for. I thought my life was over. Here I am 25 years later, looking good and feeling good. Not only on the, I'm not talking about the outer, I'm talking about the inner. I'm talking about my outside is finally meeting up with my inside. It took step work for me to get to where I'm at today. Man, look, I'm talking about like my mom. My mom. We was like Bonnie and Clyde. I went, and my mother is okay with me because my mother's a part of my story. She's okay with me talking about it. Look, she went out in the daytime. I went out at night. Man, look, 4 kids. I have 4 kids. None of my kids are HIV positive. Now, I just got custody of my youngest son 3 years ago. You know, I'm talking about I wasn't one of them ones. Like, look, my cousin is here, and she took care of my son. I had resentments against her. But I thank God for my cousin, because if it wasn't for her getting my child, where would my child be? Where would he be? Look, so I got him back, and I had to do some work. I had to do some work. I thank God for my mother because my mother is the one. I have 2 jobs, and my mother is the one that's there with him when he come home from school. My son is an IEP student, but he's on the honor roll. I'm talking about last year, I would get a phone call every day because of his behavior. Look, he has emotional problems. Emotional. I'm talking about like when I first got him back, look, he didn't call me mom right away. It took him 6 months to start saying mommy. Resentment, the silent killer. I'm talking about, look, having resentments against myself. Look, I got a son, and I don't share this. I got a son that was adopted. And I was too embarrassed to tell y'all that really, I don't know where your disease took you at, but I'm talking about where mine took me at. I really don't remember how old he is. I don't remember the day that he was born in, on. And I want to find my child. I want to find him. Look, I watch all them TV shows. I don't ever want my son growing up saying, my mother ain't never looked for me. Look, I'm talking about if God took me today, this is the best 8 years that I've lived in my life. The best 8 years. Look, I'm talking about I didn't think that I was going to live long with HIV. Everything that comes back is supposed to come back to you, Kim. Because look, y'all, some folks try to mix my story up. I said that I slept with people and didn't tell them. But today I give a person a choice. You gotta give a person a choice. You can't, look, Tim, you got to be able to tell that brother. So before y'all tell him, I tell him. Soon as the brother sit down beside me, I tell him. I give him a choice. You know, I listen to people. Like, I look, I work in a recovery atmosphere. Look, I take the urinalysis for a place in Baltimore, Maryland called Penn North, the biggest facility in Baltimore City. And I listen to them. I learn from them. The newcomer is the most powerful vehicle. The newcomer, the old timer, everybody help me. I don't discriminate. I remember, resentment's the silent killer. It was a sister that I had to pull up because I was that sister. You know how, like I remember when I used to wear the thongs and you know, sitting down and my ass hanging out. That was me. I don't judge no damn body. If you can't help them and give them a encouraging word, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Help a sister. Can you help them? Can you give that person a dollar that need a goddamn dollar? Don't ask them why they need the dollar. Just give them the goddamn dollar, Kim. All my life I was stuck in thinking about what y'all thought about me. It ain't what y'all thought about me. It's what I think about my goddamn self. Man, look, I want to find my son. You know, that was one of my secrets. It was killing me inside. We talking about resentment, the silent killer. It was killing me. I didn't want to tell y'all that I didn't know his name. I know his name, but I don't know where he at. I don't know how old he is. I remember having him in Sinai Hospital in Baltimore, Maryland. I don't remember what day. I'm talking about a sister who was gone. I was gone. Man, I also work for the Kid Zone in Baltimore, Maryland. And after Freddie Gray's death, y'all know about Freddie Gray? After Freddie Gray's death, it was a sister named Erica Austin who went to her boss, Blaze, and said, why can't we have somewhere for our kids to go? Because in Baltimore, around in that area, we had nowhere for the kids to go. The kids was playing. Look, they closed all the rec centers. They're closing all of that stuff down. So she asked, could we open up a facility? And what we did was she opened up a facility and the kids was meeting in the laundromat. It was a laundromat at first. Now we have this big workspace for these babies to go. Man, it's like maybe 100 to like 125 kids a day to come there. We open up from 2 to 8. I love giving back. I'm talking about you got to give it away to keep it. You got to give it away. If you don't help somebody, you're not going to stay. I'm going to say that again. No helpy, no stay. So man, look, I wasn't getting paid for doing this. I had been doing this since the summertime. I'm talking about, look, what I'm saying is I damaged a lot of folks out there. Look, I'm talking about a person that used to fight their mother. You got to come in here and tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me, God. I used to fight my mother. My mother broke her hip. Look, my mother is clean now. My mother lives with me. We live together as one big happy family. I'm talking about a person that used to cuss people out. I was something when I was getting high. I don't know about y'all, but I was crazy. I used to wear these rundown heels. Be up on the whole strips thinking I was the shit. Every whole strip in Baltimore, that's where I was at. I used to be a mess. And it was this lady that I used to cuss out all the time. She was an older lady. And what happened was I had went to an anniversary in Narcotics Anonymous. Come to find out, it was a friend of mine's mother. I'm saying all of what I do, man, I've been volunteer. It's a school in Baltimore called Coldstream Park Elementary Middle. They have the best food pantry in Baltimore City. The best food pantry. And I've been volunteering there for 3 years. I'm talking about doing something without any expectations. Can you give back? Can you give back? I'm talking about that's what I do. I don't get paid a lot of money for working with them kids, but I want to be able to help them. Why? I don't want them to be me. So little boy, he cusses me out on a daily basis. Cusses my ass out. And I have to say, X, would you like some cookies? I still have a job to do, X. Love them kids. Wouldn't trade it in for the world. You know, a lot of things, man, that my life is just changing. It's changing, and in the change, everybody can't come with me. You gonna have to leave some folk behind, Kim. A lot of times when you see me walking, I walk with God. I walk with God. And look, it's not that I don't love you. It's not, look, I'm not there anymore. God is elevating me. And I don't apologize for that. Everything that God does, he does for a reason. I don't question him no more. I'm talking about resentment, the silent killer. I'm talking about, look, having issues with God. And issues mean it's you, Kim. It ain't God, it's you. Look, now God is escalating my operations. He's elevating me. He's taking me places where no man has ever gone, and I want to be able to go. So that means, look, you can't go with me. Look, my phone don't ring like it used to. It just don't ring like it used to. And it's okay. It's a good day to be clean in Narcotics Anonymous. If you here for the first time, it could be your goddamn last time. Just stay. Stick and stay and get another goddamn day. This program is finger-looking good. It's finger-looking good. but you got to want it. It's all in what I make it. I got to put in order to get something out. So I stay here, and I learn, and I listen, because I still believe that 90% of the program is listening. It's not about what I say, because we can talk real good as ass. It's about, look, listening. It's about helping. First time being down here, I haven't been down here in Ocean City at the convention, and the first time that I come to the convention, I'm asked to speak. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful because at the end of the road wasn't nobody asking me to do anything. They was telling me to get the hell away from them. Look, niggas on the corner wasn't even asking me to sing no more. And I thought I had a good voice. All they was doing was coming in the alley and making sure I was okay. I'm talking about a person that, look, got high in the alley. I'm talking about a person that tricked in the alley. I'm talking about a person that jumped in and out of cars. Insanity. I didn't know if I was coming back or not. I didn't know. God spared my life of many a day. He spared my life because of many a day. Look, I don't have to have them guns held to my head no more. Look, it's a guy, when I was out there, he raped me. And I see him sometimes. Resentment's the silent killer.
You better share.
I see him, and I look at the change in him. He's not that same person that raped me. It ain't about what he say out of his mouth. It's about me just watching him. I see him with his baby, and he said some things to me while he was raping me. He was angry. Because he had a baby mother who was doing the same thing that I was doing, tricking. And he complained about how she wasn't taking care of his baby. But I watch him, and I say, wow, what a difference a day makes. Look, I can remember seeing him one time and going, saying, yeah, you remember me? That's when I wasn't doing no damn work on myself. You remember me, nigga? But it's not like that today. Something is not, it's not about always what you say about out your mouth. Can you just listen? Everything doesn't require a comment. I need to tell myself that shit. Cause my worst thing is my mouth. I ain't gonna sit up here and tell you, oh, you know, since I'm in the program of Narcotics Anonymous, I live happy, joyous, and free. I need to work more on my mouth. But long as I can admit to it, I got a chance. I got a chance. We all have a chance. Long as we stay here, we have a chance. Help somebody. Encourage them. Encourage people. Lift folk up. Help somebody. Give them a pair of goddamn jeans. Give them a shirt if they need it. If you see that their pants ain't right, bring them some damn pants. Look, when I told the sister that about her pants, and I could really see through them, it wasn't, look, I was trying to help the sister. I was trying to help her. This program is awesome. I'm getting ready to be quiet, because when God tell me to sit the hell down, it's time to sit the hell down. I'm not all that I can be. I'm not all that I should be. But thank God I'm not that addict that I used to be. I'm an addict named Kim. Thanks for letting me say.